This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
It's one of the busiest times of year for butcher shops, so what happens when there's no turkey for Thanksgiving? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We'll take you to a meat seller here in the British capital that's grappling with the effects of an avian flu outbreak. But first, to China, where daily COVID infection rates have reached their highest level since the pandemic started 3 years ago. More than 31,000 new cases were recorded yesterday, despite stringent measures designed to eliminate the virus. Outbreaks in the capital Beijing, the southern trade hub, and a critical manufacturing region are continuing to cause disruption, not just to daily life, but to the world's second biggest economy. Now, the International Monetary Fund is calling on Beijing to boost vaccination rates and reconsider the zero-COVID strategy. The BBC's Saranjana Tiwari explains this latest surge in infections comes just weeks after some restrictions were loosened.
Beijing did seem like it was rolling back on some of those measures, saying that it wanted to have more localized lockdown. It wanted to get rid of mass testing, and it wanted, things to resume, business to resume as much as possible. But there is concern that with these record numbers, that might not happen after all.
And as we've seen in a lot of other parts of the world, vaccinations have really been key to helping control these outbreaks. Is there a sense that China's strategy on vaccinations might change?
Well, that's the real problem, right? China's had this zero COVID policy. It's had these really strict measures through the pandemic. It's the only country really in the world that still has such strict measures. You know, analysts, experts, everyone is unanimous that China cannot come out of this zero COVID policy without a mass vaccination campaign, especially for its elderly. It's got an aging population. And that's something that we just haven't seen.
And we've talked extensively the past couple of weeks about just the anger at a Foxconn factory in central China where most of Apple's iPhones are made. We've heard in the last 24 hours from both Apple and Foxconn about how they're trying to contain that situation. What have they said?
The issue is that Foxconn says it was overpay, but that area is also under severe COVID-19 restrictions. So there have been many reports that it is actually about the measures as well.
The BBC's Saranjana Tiwari for us. Thanks so much for breaking all this down.
Thank you.
A quick check of the numbers now. The Shanghai Composite Index slipped 0.25% in today's session, while here in Europe, regional benchmarks are up in the 0.2% to 0.8% range. Stock markets in the U.S. are closed for Thanksgiving. Well, if you're up this early today, it means one of two things. Like us, you're working on a holiday, or you're getting a nice head start on your Thanksgiving dinner. This very American day is, of course, celebrated by millions in the U.S., but expats abroad like me also love to roast a turkey, stir up some stuffing, and bake a few pies. This year, though, the star of the dinner show might be absent from many tables. That's because the U.K. is experiencing its biggest ever outbreak of bird flu, and it's meant entire flocks of feathered animals have been affected. In some cases, it means no Thanksgiving turkeys at some butcher shops, which is bad for expats celebrating today. It's even worse for a broader swath of customers here who feature turkey on their tables at Christmas. Slavo Vitrovsky is the store manager at the Ginger Pig Butcher, which has an outpost just down the road from our offices.
Unfortunately, all our birds coming from one farm which is supplying us from years. We were aware about the avian flu, but nobody expected this one because it's very well separated. They don't mixing any birds with the others. It just happened and we can do nothing with that.
So what are you offering customers instead?
Few of them, obviously, is our the most famous beef, kotobef, joints of pork with the prune and brandy stuffing, our traditional herby one, porchetta, massive joint of shoulder of pork for slow cooking.
You're making me really hungry. What have perceptions from customers been to all of this disruption?
Some of the customers, they didn't know about the flu. Some of them just leaving the shop, some of them just coming back because they know the quality of our meat, placing the order with the other stuff.
Are your orders about the same as they would be this time every year?
Be honest, I have mixed feelings about this because we don't have turkeys, but if the people still want a good quality meat and they are regular customers in our shop, obviously they will come back to us buying the other things. That's my hope. So it's really difficult to say how will be. Could be very, very busy. We're providing in our shops other birds which coming from France, like poulet de Brest, poulet noir, or capon. Especially capon, because capon size is very similar to the turkey. It's just a kind of chicken.
And you sell all kinds of other stuff for Thanksgiving, don't you? All kinds of other meat-related products, like sausage for stuffing and all that good stuff?
Most popular, which we surprise on the Thanksgiving, now beef Wellington, which is the fillet with the mushroom, parma ham, and wrapping the pastry. It's also like looking very... very fancy on the Thanksgiving table. So this one is at the moment is the best recommended, obviously, and best ordered.
Are you finding that the cost of living crisis, you know, higher inflation and all of those things, are affecting how much people want to spend for the holidays?
I don't think so. I think it's a very, very similar prices.
So you're not seeing people pull back, or you're not seeing fewer customers come in. It's sort of people know what they want and they're willing to spend for it.
Yeah, they're not surprised here in this shop, especially the regular customers.
How big of a business is Thanksgiving for you every year?
Thanksgiving, it's it depends how many American families they want to spend here in London. So it's really hard to say. But if I can compare with the Christmas, obviously it's a... It's a smaller...
It's quite something, though, that people like me are here wanting to celebrate our very American holiday. Slavo Vitrovsky from Ginger Pig. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Well, turkey or not, I must say that it is the stuffing waffles that my family makes the day after Thanksgiving that are the highlight of my holiday. And yes, you heard me right, stuffing waffles. I bought a waffle iron 5 years ago, in fact, just for this occasion. If you're intrigued, I've got a little how-to on Instagram. You can find me at Victoria Craig. So if you have not made your stuffing yet, you can prepare to make a double batch and thank me later. From all of us here in London, a very happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.